Did they make it or break it? It's the second date update follow-up on the Keola Show. 1027 The Bomb.
All right, every Wednesday, we got the second date update follow-up. And as we do every Wednesday, Kimmy.
Yeah.
We asked Fat Joven here to explain what the second date update follow-up entails.
Wait, don't.
Confuse it with.
Yes.
I'm still going to do that, but we'll see.
Don't say hooked up.
And don't say five brothers at the bar. Have an empty that was sitting across over there.
So what do I say then? Well, I got this.
Describe what second date update follow up is.
Yeah, so this is where we turn into magicians, okay?
Oh.
We magically line them up with a third date.
Second.
No, we did. That's the.
We're not guaranteed. We don't even know. They may still be together.
We don't know. That's why we're calling them to find out where they at today.
Okay, then why you say we're going to magically line them up with a third date? What happens if last time, like in this case, who we have Jonah on the line? Good morning, Jonah.
Morning.
So Jonah was back in October of 2020.
Right.
Who's to say he, who we lined him up with another date, we were able to convince Claire to give him another shot because he messed up the first one.
Right.
That they haven't been dating since. So in other words, they're probably in the triple digits if they're still together in terms of dates.
Well, let's see how this works out then.
I mean, man, y'all just throw it out there because Jonah messed up. We're just going to throw it out there.
He did. Whoa, y'all. You know what, Jonah? I'm glad that you bring that up.
Yes.
Because for those of you that weren't listening, it was back in October of last year. So we're looking at about, what, 13 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what happened. This was an issue between Jonah and Claire.
He's into furries. He's a furry.
What's a furry?
No, furries. Like, these guys that like to put on, like, this animal persona and actual, like, furry costume. Like, he comes out with his tiger ears and tiger tail, and he's like, and he wants to, like, up like a plush furry.
First off, I wasn't a lion. I was a tiger. And, yes, I'm into furries. But that was actually the first time that I ever tried it, and I thought Claire would be cool enough to let me try this new fantasy out on her.
It's like the Masked Singer, but the Masked Doofer.
Guess who's behind
this? Yeah, guess who's behind the furry today? So yes, Jonah, I think we're all accurate in making the statement you messed up.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you put on a furry mask and try to oof after a first date. I wouldn't expect the girl to call me back either.
I mean, I just figure I have to be myself. You know what I'm saying? She's a 90s girl. You know what I'm saying? I had to be myself and just work it out. You know what I mean?
90s girl. So what does that make her? Oh, yeah, she's in her 30s then.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so girls in their 30s, they're down with a little...
They freak you like
As we work with one who's 31.
Right.
I'm not with that, so...
You don't want like a Tony the Tiger. You're going to get it great!
No. Nope. I don't want any kind of ears involved in anything.
What about Toucan Sam?
Nope. Definitely
Count Chocula.
Not. Nope.
The Tootsie Roll pop owl. How many licks does it take?
Rice Krispie Snap Crackle.
Oh, no.
No? None of that?
Sounds dangerous.
Jonah, fast forward. So like I was saying, that was 13 months ago when we talked to you and Claire. How is everything now? You guys still together? Catch us up.
What had happened was things had been a little weird. You know, we've been dating still off and on, but like nothing regular. And she has been a little weird. And I don't know why, because I put everything out in the beginning. And that's what I was hoping y'all could help with.
So how long has it been since you guys last spoke? Like, and by that, I mean like, you want to hang out or something like that. Not just like we haven't talked for 5 months and how have you been?
Yep.
Like September is about right. Like she's falling off. Fur was there. We were rubbing the fur. The fur was being understood, but then she just fell off.
That's right, because she got it. She was like, you know what? I'm willing to try it. Was that the conclusion back in October? I don't remember how it is.
Oh, I thought we said that she doesn't have to do it if she doesn't want to do it.
But she was okay with it? My memory sucks.
Well, she already did it the one time, so.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to pick out which, you want Hakuna Matata.
Check out Jonah's furry
Oh, you have
okay.
to.
Okay. Wow. All right, then.
Thanks for
so
that.
So what I'm getting at is you guys were hanging out for 11 months after we had spoken to you last year. That's quite an elongated period of time. To the point where I'd imagine that if she had ghosted you the past couple months, 2 months, that you didn't like kind of be like, hey, did I do something or are you upset about something? Did that conversation ever partake?
See, I'm not really the best with confronting things like that. So I
not until you put on your mask.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Become somebody
Well, let's keep it real. So I was hoping you could help, you know, being the experts that you are.
Yeah. No,
that surprises me that you just let that go after so many months.
Yeah, I would have been like, damn, girl. Tell me what I did. All right. Well, you know what, Jonah? Why don't we give her a call? Let us, as you know, you put it earlier, be the magicians that we are.
Right.
And we'll see if we can figure out what happened, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Claire?
Yes.
Claire, hey, Claire. It's the Keola Show with Kimmy Karuba and Fat Joe again.
Hello.
Good morning, Claire.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm excited to be back on the show.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for taking our call. And Claire, I know that we are on the air right now. We called you legally, same as last time. We need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
Of course, yes. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh,
yes.
I love you. So then you're familiar with the second date update follow-up then, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So then we've only had you on one second date update. Consider that a blessing.
Yeah.
Jonah, you know? October 2020. That's when we spoke to you last. So the follow-up, as you're aware, since you listen every morning on Wednesdays, we check back in on the old second date updates that we're able to convince both parties to go out again and see where they're at to present moment. So what's the story with you and Jonah?
Oh, well, I mean, actually, you guys would be surprised because we spent a lot of time together since the last call. And I was into the furry thing for a while, but it's just pretty simple, really. I just felt like I couldn't do it anymore because he started doing weird things. Like the last time.
Okay, let me give you my furry deep thought sound. Oh, this is a lot longer than I thought it was gonna be. That's a lot longer. Yeah, it was more about. It was meant to be a. What are you referring to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you're the one that did the furry thing, girl. Come on now. That should be familiar to you.
I was fine with that. But just lately, what happened was the last time I made it was when he burped in my mouth.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh, ew. Oh, that made me feel sick. That's so disgusting.
I was wondering what that tastes like.
I've had some really bad dating faux pas in my life. That is one I cannot claim.
Oh, man.
Have I been on the receiving end of that?
It gets worse because he had been eating sushi.
So that's one of them where it's kind of like, you know, you're over there, it's like, oh, muzzy, you look sexy. Hold on, I have a tekamaki tuna roll in the mouth. Eat wasabi and show you delicious. Come make out.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry. That's have nori. Nori and sushi rice. Only fresh official. Don't worry.
No, so he did apologize, and then we continued kissing, and he did it again.
Oh!
Ew!
Wait, were these... Okay, first... If he apologized after the first one, I am assuming that was on accident.
I don't know. I kind of wish I just broke up with him then, but it got worse. You guys probably don't have a sound effect for this one, but a week later, we were hooking up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but he was, you know, paying attention to the lower half of my body down there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he...
Look at Joe. Easy, yeah, Joe. Yeah, there, yeah. Joe, yeah, there, like... Tell me more.
He bit my, you know, my pearl, I guess.
That's one of my worst fears in my life.
Yeah, getting yours right?
Yeah, yes.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
From girl to girl, I really do fear that too, Joe.
Did you kick him in the face?
Did you knee him between the butt and the buddies? Like hard.
I don't know. I'm just telling you guys, there's no way he forgot that he did that.
Oh.
I would imagine that's hard to forget for both parties.
But he tries to tell me both things were accidents. He's like, he didn't intend to burp, and he didn't intend to...
Do what he did. Do what he did. Do what he did. That's right. Okay.
He says his head slipped.
What?
and
What did he jam his chin against the mattress at the same time? Like, how does that coming from a guy perspective? That's something that you do intentionally.
Yeah, whiplash.
Sincerely, though,
I don't see how it's an accident.
I had to go to therapy, guys. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, you know, like if my Ziploc bag got out, I'd be like, girl, you can't stitch that up, can you? Yeah.
That's why I don't talk to Jonah anymore.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Claire, I hate to do this, but Jonah, you know, he's been on the other line. He called us to call you. Yeah.
Jonah. Naughty tiger.
Bad
tiger.
Dude.
I mean, Jonah, I hope you can understand. Like, I know we had some good times, but, like, I couldn't. I don't know what your mouth is going to do, you know?
I know. We're not sure. Even when it's open, you allow them. Oh, that was the greatest makeout session I've ever had. And then when it's closed, and apparently you turn into.
Okay, you guys do have a good sound effect today, but...
I'm trying my best here, because we got kids listening, there's families listening, so I'm trying my best to, you know, just elude, not go straight for the jugular. That is my way of telling Joe, be careful. So, Jonah...
I mean, Claire has some sound effects of her own going on at the same time, so it can't
I don't care
bad.
About those. Yeah, I want to know how do that again.
There's a difference between
guys
and... You know what I mean?
Claire, like I said,
for the first
accidents
time, he's
happen.
Not moving his mouth.
Accidents
I've
happen.
I've never heard you say that.
It might have been what I ate with the burping. The other, you know, when I get to going, I just get to going. And sometimes things, you know, get ate up. I don't know. It was an accident.
Ew.
Well, Jonah, hold on. Let's flip the roles here, because we're a little sensitive in southern regions as well.
Yes.
So how would you feel if it were Claire that did that? She says, you know, sometimes when I get to going and I just, you know, I decided I clamped down on him.
Yeah, part of the crime.
How would you feel about that? Would that be an excuse? Would that justify her doing that to you in your mind?
Well, you know, it depends on how it felt, how bad it was.
I doubt it, baby. That's why you never date girls with braces.
Sometimes pain is good.
Okay, some kind of pain is good.
You want a lot, huh? Dangerous, man.
Yeah, I was like, damn, girl, if you do a Invisalign, then we can hang out.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that kind of pain is not good. And
that's
I don't
think
you'd
think
like it
the,
either.
He's into pain, maybe. I'm not into pain, so... I mean, I'm into pleasure.
Yeah, you know what, Claire? You're absolutely right. Jonah, I'm like Claire. I, from Kimmy's reaction, we're all the same. From Joe's reaction, all of us, minus Jonah, is. But, you know, Jonah, you're right. There are some people that are down that like to clap down. You know what I mean? I don't know how to put it. But
pleasure is pain for some people.
Pain is pleasure.
Well, for her, she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's just a disconnect. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I've dated nothing to this extent, but I've dated women that are kind of where pain equals pleasure.
Right.
And I'm just incapable of that because of the way my mom raised me. I'm very sensitive to that. And quite frankly, I don't like being the recipient of it. It doesn't do anything for me personally, but I can't tell other people, you know, who are you, right, to dictate, well, you're wrong.
Well, still, the emphasis being you have to get permission first.
Mm-hmm.
Which you clearly didn't if she was surprised by your bite, which I imagine would be so painful.
You could have started off with a nibble first to see if she liked it.
I'm not even... What are you talking about? No! There should be nothing... Let's not get into the... We don't need to depict a picture here.
Right.
You know what? Once again, Jonah.
Sushi again, I know that. I'm never eating sushi again, and...
Yeah, I probably ruined that for you for a while.
I do have to ask you, Jonah, what kind of sushi were you eating when you burped in her mouth?
I think it was a spicy, the Pat California roll.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, good news is, Claire, that's just imitation crab. It's not the real thing. Real crab.
Come on, Claire, don't do me like this. Well, if you would have said something, we would have talked about it, and then, you know, I could adjust. But don't just, like, cut me loose. I mean, I'm here for real. I'm here trying to see if we can work this out. So what do you say?
Hold on, Claire. Before you answer, Claire.
Burping, I guess.
Claire, let me set you up with the right sound effect. And this is the one that I was using earlier for the deep thought one. You ready?
Yeah.
Jonah, her response is, What do you think?
I just can't do it. Maybe he can bite somebody else, but I'm not into it. I say no.
No. Okay. I agree. I've got no argument here. So, Jonah, just so I can get into the mind of you for a little bit, it would be pleasurable for you if the roles were reversed and a girl, you know, what was happening, the second complaint that Claire had was happening to you being the receiver of that. That would, you find that enjoyable?
I mean, I'm just saying, for one, it was an accident. I got a little too into it, and I'm guessing I just, you know, increased the speed, and with that came other things. If it was me, I would say, hey, that's too much. But I didn't get that.
So I don't think you'd be able to get the words out of your mouth.
Go on. Fetal position, crying.
I'm dead.